Hi everyone, I'm Dulcie Whitwell, and I'm a senior at Garnet Valley High School. My This I Believe comes from an experience I had in third grade pertaining to my speech disfluency and where this experience has led me today. If you know me, I'm sure you've heard me stumble over words many times when I'm talking or reading out loud. Even though it sounds like I'm stuttering, what's actually happening is I'm trying to speak faster than my brain can produce the words that I want to say. Since I like talking a lot, this happens from time to time. I hope you enjoy my podcast. In third grade, I tried to get away with not reading out loud because I dreaded pronouncing certain letters. The B's, D's, and S's were wicked letters for me back then. It was already bad enough that when a substitute teacher asked me my name, I went, "It's Dulcie," before I finally got it out. However, my teacher that year felt differently. He would often have me read aloud in class, and when I got stuck, he would make me begin again. I can still hear him telling me, "Why don't you try it again, but slower this time?" My face would turn red, and I would mumble, "Okay," before trying again. I was always embarrassed when this happened, and I didn't understand why my teacher insisted on humiliating me. It was hard to see the value in this as a 10-year-old, but as a nearly 18-year-old, I can see that he was actually trying to help me. That teacher ended up being the only one who ever took the time to try to help me with my speech disfluency. And today, I am so grateful for him and what he did that year. From that year on, I realized I had a choice to make. I could either not participate in class, be silent, and just go through the motions each day, or I could struggle my way through reading out loud and participating. I decided to take the more difficult road. I forced myself to ask questions and participate in class each day. It was always embarrassing when I would repeat syllables, but I eventually realized that people really didn't care. I was making a bigger deal out of it than it really was. Sure, every now and then, people would tease me and say, "Did you forget your name today?" and have to pretend to laugh about it. But I'd get over it, and my friends and family never thought anything less of me. Accepting myself for this flaw helped me build a lot of confidence. Third grade me dreaded the first day of school and giving any kind of presentation because it meant I had a lot of talking to do. I'm not that person anymore because I took a risk. It was not an easy journey, but I got to a point where my speech disfluency no longer bothers me. I can make jokes about it, and it certainly does not stop me from asking my teachers a million questions or sharing my opinion. But I got here today because I made that choice. I would be very different if I had taken the easier road. And it certainly would have been a lot less painful. However, I believe that we all have a choice in how we deal with our challenges. I believe that we can turn them into something positive, or we can let them control us. Thank you all so much for listening to my podcast today and allowing me to share my experience with you. I hope that it reminded you of a time that you were able to turn a challenge or a difficult situation into something that you were able to be proud of, or that it encourages you to do this in the future. Once again, I'm Dulcie Whitwell, and thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. Please look for more updates and future podcasts. Thanks so much.